Blog Talk Radio.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Greetings, greetings, greetings to you, you, and you. I am so glad to be with you today, sending you lots of love and hugs today, and of course our prayers go out to you today, thanking God for you, you, and you, for being on the other line of your computer or by whatever means you're listening. We appreciate you. We love you. We love you. We really do. Ah, yes, yes, yes. You have an opportunity today just to call us and talk to us. Chat with us. Tell us what God has done for you, what you're looking for God to do for you. Call us at 347-857-3925. You can call us. Give us a call if you want to. I tell you, tell us how happy you are. Tell us what God has done for you and just done tickle your feet. You feeling mighty good today. I know you are. You had a good night's rest. And yes, the angels just was up and down all around in your room, wasn't it? Ah, praise God, praise God. That was a beautiful night, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. God is so good, isn't he? Yes, he is. He just been blessing us and blessing you too. And I am so thrilled about that today. Ah, yes, yes, yes. And we thank God for it. Well, I have to stay true to form. We thank God for Deacon Mac and Sister Diane. And, well, Bishop is not with us today. Ah, my. He's back on the job, back on the job. Yes, 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 healed and gone. Oh, my God. God is good, isn't he? I tell you, God is good. I would have stayed out a little longer. Praise God. But my God is so real, and he is a good God. He moves, don't he? Yes, he do. Always moving. And I know he's done something for you, you, and you. I know he's done moved in your life in some way. You know, let's think about this here. You're still alive, right?
Amen.
You're still alive. That's enough right there to thank him for. Never mind the condition you in, but you are still alive. And guess what? It gets better. Yes, it does. It's really going to get better. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus is real. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to pray today a little for a few people. We're praying for Poster Sparkman, who's recovering, and we're thanking God for recovering from surgery. God is good. God is so good. We're still praying for Vivian Mitchell. Yes, we're still praying for her in the name of Jesus. We send the word to her that she will be healed in Jesus' name right now today. Yes, yes, yes. And we are praying for, glory be to God, Veronica Vickers. We still pray for her till we hear something there. We'd like to hear something from them also. Bless God. And we pray for all those that have lost a loved one. You know, I was thinking on early this morning, I said, Lord, I said, so many people have someone passing on in their life, and some of them are still crying over it, you know. And why I feel sad when you know that they made it into the kingdom, and you said they made it in, all I have is your word. And so you have nothing. You should be just rejoicing because they are in a better place. You see, all the pain and suffering is gone. You know, they're in a better place. And you should have joy and just help others obtain the same joy that you have got because you know where your loved one is, you know. And you know what? You got to go that way too one of these days, you know. So I want people to be happy. I want to leave a legacy of happiness. Do you see what I'm saying? Happiness and love to people that after I'm gone, they can remember me as the smiling girl. The one was always like I didn't have a problem in the world, but I had plenty of them, believe me. But, you know, when you got Jesus, it's like there is no problems you have. You see, and you have many of them. You have aches and pains and all kind of pains and stuff, you know, and troubles and trials. You have you got boob gobs of them, you know. But the thing is, you know, you rejoice in Jesus, and Jesus make your burden light. Do you get the picture? He makes your burdens light. That's what he promised you, and you can take him at his word today that your burdens will be light. All these cares you done reaped upon you because you've taken things so far with you, you know, you take them everywhere you go. Wherever you go, you're moaning, groaning, and crying and complaining. You're just going on and on and on. You know, when you ought to be rejoicing, rejoicing, God counted worthy of you to suffer. I know you don't want to hear that. I know you don't want to hear that. But think about it now. He did what? Praise God. He did you, just for you. I was so distracted for a moment there, okay? Praise God. God, this, all he's given you, joy, joy. But you don't want to obtain joy because joy brings a little pain sometimes, you see? You don't want no joy. You know, I heard of people, they don't want to pray for wisdom either because it's too much trouble when you pray for wisdom, you know, and patience and all of that. There's too many problems come behind that. Well, how is he ever going to know you got patience if you can't endure anything? Think about that now, okay? I just want you to think about that. If you can't endure rebuke, if you can't endure people talk about you, if you can't endure people shunning you and all of that stuff, how you going to endure to the end? How you going to make it in? He says you can't get to his kingdom in there with him but by trials and tribulation. You're going to come through these things, you know. But you notice what he said. You come through these things. You bypass them. You come right on through them, you know, like that. And it's joy, joy. I know people wonder how come I'm smiling, how come I have joy. Well, you know, it's just because of Jesus, you know. I know what his words say, and I'm standing on that word. Yes, I am. And we also praying for Ederson and Kajani Hodge. Need prayer. They grandmother is sending in the word of prayer. Want us to pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know these troubled young men. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch and deliver them, God. Oh, Father God, and give the grandmother peace, Lord God, in the midst of all the turmoil, in Jesus' name, and we thank you. Father, Denise McGrath is in the hospital. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch her right now, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. You made her, you know all about her at this hour. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch Reverend Brother Allen, I think that's him, that was in that, where the bus burned up, his bus burned up, school bus he was driving, I think, burned to a crisp. okay, but nobody was hurt. Isn't God good? God protects his people, don't he? Ain't God good? God is so good. So y'all continue to, he's probably a little nervous today because I know I would be. Praise God. Amen. That things like that happen, and I probably couldn't go to work the next day or the next either, the next week, promise. You know, I'd be so shaken up by this thing happening, you know. You know God protected you. You know God protected you. That is, you listen, you got a testimony. That's all I can say. You know, and I wish he was listening today, but I know he not. But call 347-857-3925. You know, give us a call and just thank God. See, that is something you say, Lord, I thank you for sparing my life one more time. One more time, God, you spared my life. See, every time you cheat death, so the people say you cheated. I don't know how you cheated, but anyway, that's what it's saying. But you know that it didn't happen. And God spared you one more day, just one more day here on his earth. You ought to praise God. Hallelujah. My God. God is good to us, honey. Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes I get wound up thanking God because I start thinking about so many times I've been close to death and how God has spared me. And he let me live a little bit longer, you see, because I got work to do, and I better hurry up and get on my job and do it more and more, you know. I'm not doing enough to me. That's me now. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing enough. I want to do more, because when I leave, I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord. My God, my God, my God. I want to take a seat at the table. Yes, yes, yes. God is good, ain't it?
Yes, he is.
You have to excuse me. I just love praising God because he do so many mighty good things, all right? All right, let me give you this little short word for you today. Through the darkest days, God walks beside you. Through the darkest days, God walks beside you. Do you know that today? Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful, because God is on your side. And what did say? You ain't got to fear what man will do or say. Ain't that good? I tell you, that's worth it, you know, because somebody's always going to say something. You know, if they didn't have a mouth to talk, they would bump, brains would bust, you know, because they're going to always have something to say. Isn't that a strange thing, huh? People always want to find something to say. And the thing is, they want to find a lot of negative stuff all the time. There's some good stuff. I like to hear some good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'd love to hear some good stuff. Hallelujah. But thank God anyway. I thank God for the bad stuff too. I just thank him today. God just blessed us on our service last night, I tell you. And we want to thank God for our dear friend and member over there in St. Thomas who was listening in. And getting involved in the Bible study. That was so, you know, you just did us so good. We just bust out and smiling and laughing and thanking God. Yeah, and then we had some visitors. And oh, God just blessed, you know, made my heart good. You know, made me say, well, you know, it's worth the struggle that you're going through. You got it? See, it's worth the struggle when things like that happen and you find people that really care. You see what I'm saying? People that really care. You know, you got a lot of them other kind of folks, you know, but and they make you struggle harder because you're trying to get them to a place to enjoy their salvation. You see, you're trying to get them to enjoy their salvation. Most people want to be a sourpuss all the time, don't they? But I like to enjoy my salvation. I don't just endure it. I enjoy it. I enjoy seeing God work and how he does it. And, oh, my God, it just do my heart so good. I'm more encouraged to continue on even though life gets a little hard. I want to continue on. You see what I'm saying? It don't matter about these crazy people. It don't matter at all. You know why? Because God is on your side and he got everything under control. Yes. See how I'm planning my legacy? I'm planning my legacy right now. All right, praise God, enough chit-chat. We're going to go on a little further, and we want to thank you again, those of you that are listening, and we want you to call in if you got something you want to talk about Jesus did for you and what you're looking for Jesus to do for you. You have an opportunity at 347-857-3925. You do have that opportunity. All right, now I'm going to go on since you haven't called and all taking, you know, that time to do that. We're going to start reading in Habakkuk chapter 2. Okay, we're going to start here today. So, I'm not going to just start on that one scripture. Bless God. I'm just going to start at the first one. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. My God, we're going to stop there. Praise God, praise God. Now let's go on to the fourth at least. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. Now, some of you hear that, and they feel like they're going to go out and quit their job. Okay? Well, now, if God didn't tell you to do that, you better stay on your job. You see what I'm saying, all right? Because you won't get nothing, and you think you're struggling now. My goodness, you really will be struggling then. You ain't got that check coming in, right? Oh, yeah, let's say the just shall live by his faith. That's what it say, but you better investigate and find out what God means by that, all right? Let's do it that way. Don't go quit your day job yet. Don't quit it yet. But let's just do what? Wait. We're going to talk about waiting and your expectations while you wait. Now, what are you really waiting for? Why is it so difficult for you to really do some work for God? Everybody want to preach. Well, you know, long as you got a mouth, you can talk and talk and talk and talk. You see what I'm saying? But why are you talking witness to somebody? You see, you preach every time you start witnessing to people, you're preaching. Do you get the picture here? All right. But see, in your preaching, you're not expecting anything, are you? You're not looking for God to work. You just want to do something because you want people to look up to you. Is that right? I know you don't want to say amen. Well, go ahead on and say ouch. It'll be all right. You know, it'll be all right. So what we're dealing with, God has promised us a lot of things. He's promised to bless us. He's promised us. He told us that we are Abraham's seed. And if we're Abraham's seed, we have inherited, you know, from him. You know, what he has, it comes down to us. You see, because we are his seed. Do you get the picture here? So we can expect to receive of that promise. Do you get the picture? We can expect to receive from the promise that he gave Abraham. Yes, you didn't know that, did you? See, you in the will, I told you in the will, but the fact is a person could have a will and if they never read it, they don't know what to expect, do they? They don't know what they have. They don't know what they're waiting for because they never read the will. Well, I heard that so-and-so got a will. You know how we make wills. Every time you go to a hospital, they say, do you have a will? I say, well, am I finna die or something? You know, because I didn't understand. Why are every time I come in, you asking me, do I have a will? I said, am I finna die or you going to kill me? What's going to happen here? You know, am I that bad? Because that's what I asked them, you know. No, 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 they say, you know, everybody should have a will and all of this here. Well, now, we do have a will, and God has left this will for us through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all of these people had, you know, access to it. So they got access to it, so do we, because we are Abraham's seed. Do you get it? So therefore, you got a will, but you got a spiritual will. Hello, somebody. And that may be a spiritual will, but it's a twofold will because that spiritual will operates in the natural for those things that God had promised you that he was going to supply you with. Did you get that? Okay, I hope you got that. So he says to us, now you write this down. Write it down. He's telling you, write this down what I'm telling you. Write what down what I promise you. See, he don't want you to forget. Okay? He said, do what? Write the vision. Make it plain on tables. And he may run that read it in. When you got, you get the will, you read it, and you go for broke then. You really make a, oh, man, you in a hurry, you in a hurry, you in a hurry. Because you know what God promised you, so I'm going to finish my work. I'm going to finish this work right here that he gave me to do. Just because I have the inheritance right now, it's in my bosom. I have it, and it's mine. I don't have to worry about losing it. I don't have to worry about nobody taking it from me. I don't have to worry about nobody taking it from me or nothing. You see what I'm saying? So this is what you got. You hold on to that, huh? Because it belongs to you. So what would I say to you today? When you have an expectation of what you are going to receive of what is already yours. You know, he said healing is the children's bread, you see. So you have already received the healing, but now you're expecting the manifestation. Are you not? Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. So God is working it out right now. He's trying to get you to a position to receive what he already promised you. But our problem is if we can't see it, touch it, or feel it, we won't believe it. Hello, somebody. But now, I'll ask you a question. You go to your job, and you don't know if them people going to pay you or not, but you still be working. Well, I'm believing to get that paycheck on payday, whatever day it is, on payday. But you don't know you're going to get it, huh? But see, I'm talking about something that's guaranteed today. God guaranteed to bless you. He guaranteed that it belonged to you. He said healing is the children's bread. Some things belong to you already, and he designated just for you. He said, by my stripes you are healed, huh? He done went to the cross, beaten and smitten and everything, just for you to receive something in this will. Hmm? It's already yours. When are you going to start expecting it? Huh? When are you going to live like you expect it? Huh? We live like it ain't going to never happen. We start buffeting each other. We start crossing each other up, trying to hinder them and trying to make them mad and do all kind of little evil, dumb things. But then we know what would happen is somebody going to get their will tore up. See? You're going to mess around. Your will will be null and void. So you want to keep it in full effect. That in case I have to lean over here on and say, well, Father God, I don't have enough money to pay my bills, so I got to kind of go and see, can I get a little something out of this will? Huh? So you're trying now to get something, a part of that will, to come into being at this present time because you know that it's yours already and you can expect somehow to get something and you don't want to wait till nobody die because Jesus already died, so the will is in effect.
Come on now.
Hello? Mm-hmm. The will is in effect. Do you get the picture?
Okay.
You got it today, huh? See, now, sometimes things are delayed in your life. And when they get delayed, you think that's a denial. That's not a denial. Just cause it's delayed. Huh? You got to do what? Do what the word say. Wait. It say, wait. Hmm? You got to learn how to wait for it. Do you get it? That's what you got to do. But see, today we are in an age of everybody want to do everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. They want a blessing quick, fast, and in a hurry. They want healing quick, fast, and in a hurry. They want everything. They want a man quick, fast, and in a hurry. Don't care if God doesn't prepare them for them or not. Or woman. Hmm? They got so when whoever created instant grits, instant coffee, instant oatmeal, instant rice, instant meat, instant everything is instant today. You want an instant church. You want an instant. That's why they don't want to have church but a half an hour. I ain't say no hour. It used to be an hour. They don't want church to have church but a half an hour now, and they want to go home. Go home and do what? Look at the TV? Go home and eat and get some more weight on and get fat? Go to the restaurant, hang out. I hear some preachers say, well, we go to the restaurant every day, every time after church, we go to the restaurant and we go eat. Well, one thing, you're spending a whole lot of money, and two, you're getting fat off of grease. Huh? See? But you don't want to wait on the word. You don't want to wait on the anointing. You don't want to wait on the fact that God has promised you some things and you are the title holder to his benefits. Do you get it? Mm-hmm. You're the title holder to it. You got the title. Nobody else got it. You got it. But you got it, but you don't know how to use it. Huh? Do you see what I'm saying? You got to learn how to use what God has given you. Now, you got to work a little harder. Hmm? Now, you thought, well, I can just do this right now, and I get it instant and everything famous. I get instant everything come quick to me. It don't come quick. You got to work harder. It's just like a woman that's pregnant. She's got she have hard labor sometimes. Some of them have hard labor. That means they're going to be in there more than the usual time that some people say. But I heard what they say, that the first one is harder than the rest of them. So that one seemed to take longer getting here than the others when you have more afterwards. I know one is enough, right? Mm-hmm. Praise God. But in that process, you got to work hard for it. Hmm? The labor is hard. And before it comes forth, you got to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. But it doesn't stop you from expecting, do it? Do it stop you from expecting? No. You know what the words say. Hmm? 9 months. And you looking for that baby to come forth. Hmm? Because it's promised to you that it's coming forth. Huh? According to them doctors, it's going to be there on time. But you got to come to the process where you got to push. It wouldn't come out easy just like you thought. It wasn't coming out. I just got it and it's just coming. It don't do that way. It takes a whole 9 months. And them 9 months seem like 9 years. It's the pain, suffering, and madness, and cross, and you just evil and everything. You just take on a new personality. Because you know, I don't know why women get mad during that time. They're angry. They're angry. I was in a hospital one day, and this lady was there talking about, I don't want to have another one. I ain't having no more. Oh, this hurt. It's hurt. I said, yeah, just until the next time. Right now it hurt, and you go right back to get another one. You see? So what happened, huh? You say, well, I didn't expect all this pain. Well, why not? Didn't they tell you it was going to be pain? Pain in childbearing? Because it was ordained by God that you suffer for how you broke the law. When you up there took your hand and took off of that tree and gave peace to your husband, you broke the law, Miss Fassie. See what Eve did? Mm-hmm. Now, who you going to get mad with now? Get mad with Eve. Well, Eve is in you. See? You're the mother, so you're the mother of Eve right now. So get mad with yourself because you the one got there. You ate the fruit and you still eating the fruit. Hmm? So when you eat the fruit, you produce some the kind of fruit you produce. Mm-hmm. I know you didn't want to hear that one. But you are expecting a blessing from the promises that God gave you. And you know some prophet prophesied to you, you're going to have this and you're going to have that. And sometimes it takes so long, you say, okay, God, am I going to still get this blessing? Is it still in effect? Because it's taking a long time, it seemed like. But you know what? It's not long because with God, you know, time is nothing to him. Huh? He is time. Do you get it? God is time. So, what you do? Just wait. Hmm? Now, if you read over in Psalm 62, you say, my soul wait thou only on God. For my expectation is from him. See, you expecting God to move, right? And the devil will have you looking for things from people all the time. We look for people for our happiness. We look for people for our provisions. We look for people for everything, but we should not look to these people for all these things for your happiness. Look to God to make you happy. Look for God to provide for you. Look to God to counsel you. That's where your expectation is from him. Did you get the picture? Then the Bible also says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, you don't have no strength. Just wait on God. He'll give you some. He'll renew that what you had and give you a little bit more too. You can make it in. But you got to do what? Wait. Wait. But while you're waiting, you have to do what? Expect something. You don't just wait and you don't expect nothing, because then nothing won't happen. Did you get the picture there? You say, well, I ain't looking for nothing. Well, why not? When you give, you expect to get some money back. That's looking for something, ain't it? Come on. Talk to me now. You hear me? You see? That is expecting something. You looking for God to do something for you, to give you some. You give dollar, dollar, you looking for a whole $1 million. Now, that don't even much add up. But you looking for it. You got more than that. You don't pay your tithes fully. I understand people don't pay fully. You might as well not pay it at all to me. You're supposed to pay the whole thing, right? Yeah. But, and then you expect an overflow. When you continue to do so, when you don't renege on God's stuff, you expect the impossible, don't you? You expect the overflow. You expect the abundance, don't you? Think about it. I know I do. Oh, yes. I look for a blessing from God. And not from man, so to speak, but from God, because God is the one that moves on man to give or do. See, and favor comes from that person, the other person that God moves on in your benefit, in your behalf, brother. You got it. You getting it? Oh yeah. Now, what is expectation? Because it only means, as the dictionary say, prospect of good to come. You ain't looking for no bad. You look for bad? Well, yeah, some people do. They be in the negative all the time. And, well, it ain't going to happen. It's just going to happen bad all the time. If it wasn't for no bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. So they are expecting bad stuff all the time. Everything come out of their mouth is negative and it's bad. That kind of wears my nerve. See? Because I'm looking for good, okay? That's what I'm looking for. If you do good to people, you look for good to become in return, don't you? I know, you can say amen if you want to. Ain't you looking for good? I'm looking for good. You looking for good. That's my expectation, but because it comes from God. See? When I expect the promises to fulfill, I'm not looking for God to work it out. And you know the important part of it is? Favor. Yeah. See the good now? You got favor with man. See? You have favor with the elements. I know you didn't think about that. See? The elements will yield to your word. Because of the favor that God has bestowed upon you. Now, can you expect to operate in that level? Expect to operate in that level? Okay, praise God. We're getting somewhere now, ain't we? So look for it to happen. Look for something to happen right now. Anticipate right now that it's going to happen. Good. Don't be looking for no evil on other people, because if don't, it's going to turn on you. See? And it's going to be worse than what you were dishing out. So do what? Look for the good. Anticipate good for other people, you see. You want to see people happy. I like to see people happy. I like to make people happy. But I found out something of today's people, and especially young people. They want something for nothing. They want you to give all the time, but they don't want to give you nothing. They don't want to give you none of their love or kindness, respect or anything, but they want you to do it for them. See? Well, if I'm giving it, I'm expecting it from you also. Yes, I am. Oh, yeah. I'm looking for good, huh, to come back. So, let's read Proverbs 24. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward. Come on now, here come the reward. And thou expectation shall not be cut off. Do you hear what he say? Your expectation shall not be cut off. That's the reward. Huh? What are you expecting right now? What are you expecting from God to do for you? You need healing? Do you need, what kind of blessing are you looking for? You need comfort? You lonesome? Tears falling from your eyes? What is your passion right now? What it is that you're looking for? That's your reward. See the reward? Then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. God gonna grant you your expectation. Did you know that? Did you know that today? You can look for that, as some say. You can bank on that. Oh yes, you can. You can bank on that. Because God is faithful at promising. When he promised something, he will deliver. You hear? Hallelujah. Let me read another scripture for you. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, let's come to this. What's working in you? What's working in you? Doubt and unbelief, is that working in you? Can you believe something and you don't see it yet? All you have is what you think and what's in your heart at this time. Is that all you have? Well, can you believe just what you don't see, that God's word is true and he will do just what he say he will do? Can you believe that today? Come on, believe that. Put your belief system on. He said, according to the power that worketh in us. What's working in you? Is the power of God operating in you today? Have you dressed up with the power of Almighty God? Can that anointing flow out of you now to accomplish all that you believe that God can do today? Is the power working right now? Look at it. Let it work. See, now you waited for it. You're waiting. Now your waiting has come to an end. Now your expectation right now is at hand now. And as you expect it, look for it to manifest. You get the picture? Look for it to manifest. Because it's like, you know, those of you that had the book, got the book, you find out that's one of the kingdoms that's within you, a kingdom of expectation. So God has given you this because he said the kingdom is within you. So if it's within you, you can expect favor right now. You can expect the impossible right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, we can go on and on and on with this here, couldn't we? Praise God, with God coming forth with more and more. Praise God. So now, don't just put up with stuff. Don't just say, well, I'll take second best. I don't like second best. I like first. If you can't give me the first, forget it. I don't want second best. I don't like second best of nothing. I don't like to take down my standards. I'd rather for it to rise up than to bring it down. Take the limit off of God. See, if you can take the limit off to God, your expectations become high, does it not? Hello? Woo! Ah! Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. We're going to let our own Deacon Mike to say something here. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank Apostle for that word. And, you know, it's so true with all the things that she said about what do we have to do, you know, that she want to be able to, when she meet God, she want to be able to say, well done, my servant. You know, I think all of us, that's our ultimate goal. If not, it should be, you know. So I'm just saying because, you know, a lot of people just think just going to church and they in. Don't want to do anything. And, you know, we need to understand that we, you know, we have work to do also. It's not just saying that we're saved and we're filled. You know, we have work to do. You know, God has put stuff in us to get the job done. You know, and I was sitting here thinking about what, well, people automatically think that they're going to spin the wheel of life. And hope whatever it lands on that it's going to be favorable to them. It don't work that way. We're not playing some game show. This is real life. This is real. This is spiritual reality. And you know when people people take the spiritual reality for granted. They don't understand that God is real. These things are real. I mean, it's real things that happening to you, aren't they? When the bills don't seem to be made, someone gets sick, maybe you, maybe personally or something. We have to look at all these things and find out where these answers are. The answers are in the Bible. So let's just get that out the way. The answers are in the Bible. So, but to bring that out in us, we need our leaders to guide us to find out where these answers are at, because the Holy Spirit gave them the word to pass on to us. Now, what do we do with the word once we get it? See, that's another problem. Do it come in one ear and go out the other, or do it stay? You know, and we have a lot of things we have things that we need to think about. Before we step out in that deep water, I heard apostles say, if God ain't tell you to quit your job, then you better not quit your job. You know, God will let you know. Now, God tells certain people to do this. This is not made for everyone because you can't stand to go through what some people go through. See, everybody has their own tolerance level of things. They have their own level on where things hurt and bother them. We all have these little thresholds that we have on what irks us. So don't you think we irk God with the things we do? The things we even think about?
Yeah.
You know, we have to look at it this way. Let's flip the script. We doing things that God don't approve of, but man doesn't see it that way. Man is trying to satisfy man, or flesh is trying to satisfy flesh. However you want to look at it. But we got to understand that where is God in all of this? How does God feel about us in that situation, in these situations? How does God feel about us? Do we understand where God is at in us? Do we understand where the word of God is in us? Do we understand the spirit of the Holy Ghost? Do we understand that? Do we understand the Holy Spirit that's around us, that's walking with us? I heard an apostle, when she opened up, say, yeah, the angels are all around. The spirit is all around. We're waking up this morning, and we should be holy and happy. We should be. Some people went to bed sour, and they woke up sour. You know, we got to look at that because, you know, they need some help and they need some prayer. If they're going to go to bed sour and wake up sour, they need some help. They need some prayer. Because you should be glad to see a new day. You should praise God that you woke up the next morning. You should praise God that you even got something to eat in the morning. You know, because a lot of things people don't have. But they getting by because they believe. God always provide for us. He always provide. He always come through in the clutch. But we don't seem to answer because we're impatient. Like I say, we spin that wheel of life and hope it don't stop on nothing bad. You can't hope for that. All you can do is go on with life. Go on with what God has intended us to do. See, the thing is, people don't understand what God has intended us to do. And we need to understand what God is trying to want us to do. We need to understand that we're supposed to be reeling in more souls, reeling in more people, acknowledging that the word of God is in us, and try to get other people to acknowledge the word of God. But some people don't want to listen to it. Now you have backsliders who know the word inside and out, but they choose not to come back in. They rather entertain sin. They rather entertain evil. But why? Is it because the devil got to them and got to that spot that's inside their heart? Which that's what his motive is anyway. See, he already got those out there in the streets already. He already got them. But he's attacking the ones in the church. See, the ones in the church don't understand that the devil's going to attack you more than he's going to attack the people in the street. The people in the street he already got. We trying to bring them in, but the devil trying to take us out. Y'all see how this go? You know, how you say it? Yin and yang. Open and closed, hell or heaven, you know, evil and good, yin and yang, you know, that's the way the world goes. You always have a flip side to everything. Now, we need to understand, what side are you on? Are you on the back end or are you on the front end? Do you want to be with God or you don't want to be with God? I mean, only you can answer this question. Only you and I as individuals can answer this question. Where are we? Who do we stand with? See, the thing about it is, who do you stand with? Do you compromise your religion? Some people do. Some people don't. You know, because the world is full of compromising. The world is full of things that we need to understand that God is trying to show us how to come into the fold of the Spirit. Do we want the Spirit? Now, let's get into that. Do we want the Spirit? Do we want the protection of the Holy Spirit around us? Some people give up hope, but there is always hope. Long as you take a breath, there's always hope. Long as you're breathing, there's always hope. There's always something to latch on to. But we need God to get us in, to get us through life. Try not to spin that wheel of life and let it land on something negative. Because some people hope that something bad happened. Or they're on edge. They always know something bad is going to happen. So they walk around on eggshells all day life. But that is life. Something always going to happen. Something's always going to try us and take us through trials. Because that's the devil's job. to try to pull us out, get us out of our rest, get us out of our hour of need with God. See, we all need to have a little time to spend with God, to get our personal, to get personal with Him, to get closer. But do we understand that with this come the devil is going to try to attack you? The closer you get to God, the more the devil is going to attack you, the more he's going to come at. Let's put it this way, the devil is going to come out the weakness that's in you. Do we understand that all of us have something that the devil tries to work on? He tries to tighten the screws on you on that part of your life. Maybe something in the past, maybe something coming in the future. It may be something that you're trying to hide. It may be, it's a number of things. It might be smoking. Because I remember a long time ago when I used to smoke, and it seemed like the cigarettes were calling you. Just like, come here, get me. You know you need me. That's what these things do to you. You can hear it coming to you. You can hear things and see things that the devil is trying to do to you. But do we fall into that trap? See, we need not fall into that trap. We need to understand and glorify God. We need to glorify Him every day. Like Apostle said, you need to be happy about God. Be glad that God woke you up this morning. Be thankful that you have food to put on the table. Be thankful that you got clothes on your back. It might not be name brand on with this name recognition, but you look good in it just the same. So we march on. And that's what it takes of being a good soldier. And you march on. You have what you have, and you march on. But I'd like to get more intimate with God, because it serves a good purpose for me. Makes me feel good. Keeps me uplifted. So what about you today? Do you understand that you want to be uplifted? Then pray a little harder. Pray a little longer. Get into the Word a little more. Listen, be vigilant when the Spirit is talking to you, because a lot of times the Spirit would keep you out of trouble. But it's up to us to listen. That's how we always fall into that trap of trouble, because we don't listen. We don't listen to the Spirit when it talks to us and reveals things to us. So I thank you for this moment, and I'll put on and get past you over to Sister Diane now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was a very interesting and awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. I tell you, wait. What are you waiting for in your expectation, you know? And I had to read back Habakkuk 2:2. It's saying, the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that read it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. And when you look up the word wait, it said to remain or rest in expectation or be in readiness. And another thing that Apostle said earlier, a lot of us, you know, we don't like to wait. We don't ask for patience. Why we don't ask for patience? Because and wisdom, because you know situation is going to come up that going to work your patience. So therefore, while you're waiting and you're expecting, guess what? That's one of the fruits of the Spirit. Patience fall right on. If you look, waiting and expectation going to come right on the patience, because you know what? You got to wait, and then you're waiting. You got to develop patience. You can't rush God, because it's not going to happen before God's timing. You know, and a lot of us these days, patience walked out the door if you had any. So you know what? Waiting on the Lord is the best thing that you can do. So you tune in tomorrow to Blog Talk Radio at 9 a.m. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. And I'm pretty sure Apostle Porter will continue this. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything alright, yeah.
Soon
as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let God.
Let
him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go
and
I
let him
have,
let go, let go, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.